warning. DC on CW contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
Oliver Queen.
You die. I went to your funeral.
The city needs saving.
I'd say you have the right to remain silent, but
I don't want to be called blood anymore.
Sorry,
I'm from the future.
Because you can inspire
me. In the future, my name is Barry Allen.
I can't imagine any kind of future where I'm a hero.
Well, you're not.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends. You have failed this city.
I hear the train of to die. It's rolling around the bay. And I ain't seen the sunshine since. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby.
What's up, guys? Welcome. You're listening to DC on CW, the Flash Edition on Rain Man Digital. If you're listening from your desktop, you can take us mobile by downloading the Rain Man Digital app. That's available on the iTunes App Store and the Google Play Store. Simply search Rain Man Digital. You can also get us on demand, iTunes and Stitcher, by searching DC on CW. Once you get to those two sites, go ahead and leave us a review. It helps the show out. We do appreciate it. I would say, as always, but I've been MIA lately. But I am your show host today.
I am somebody.
I am on this network, I promise. I am Ryan Denton, and in the studio with me today is Bobby Doherty.
Hello, hello.
And today we will be breaking down and discussing Flash Season 4, Episode 11, The Elongated Night Rises. I had to do it in that voice. So,
they should have came up with like the fake, like... Like the Batman Dark Knight Rises, the chant.
Oh. That would have been amazing.
Had him walk out in the new costume for the first time.
Oh, God. Dishwasher. Like, that would have been amazing. So Ralph gets his time to shine, or his 15 minutes of fame, as Barry finds himself behind bars, conveniently in Henry's cell. But, yeah. So. This was an interesting episode. I mean, being out of commission yesterday, I was able to watch this episode, and
if you can't tell, Ryan,
I'm a little sick. I was out of commission yesterday, so I was able to kind of sit down and watch the episodes and actually enjoy them for a change. And this was really cool. I mean, we all like Ralph. So yeah. for us to kind of see this one.
Did you notice like he was on another show?
Yeah, he's on the CW Seed, that one where like.
Yeah, I'd never like seen that commercial before.
I actually kind of want to watch that show. Yeah, do you see the premise about it?
Yeah, they have to repopulate the Earth.
Yeah, and he's like a robot that kills zombies. I'm like, this actually looks rather entertaining.
I was like, I was so surprised. I was like, I didn't know he was in anything.
You
really
thought
before.
He just came out of fucking left field.
Yeah,
like, yeah. All right. So, with that, let's go ahead and jump into news. So we have one article today, and this one's actually kind of big. I mean, well, to an extent. I mean, this is gonna be pretty interesting. The Flash is finally giving Iris a super suit, but how will it happen? So I'm going to go ahead and click on this article because I'm not very good at what I do, but, most of the major characters on the Flash have suited up as superheroes or supervillains at some point or other, but Iris West is a notable exception. She's been a key member of Team Flash without a super suit or set of superpowers, which I think it's kind of the same thing with Felicity. We're okay with that because that's who she is. But now, however, that will change. Iris is set to don a friction-proof suit in an upcoming episode of The Flash. So this is interesting.
So you can slide right in.
Oh, wow. He won't ever have to worry about, chafing anymore. Well, I mean, he's not going to worry about that in jail. Oh.
Somebody can slide in.
Oh, shit. Never mind. I was going to say something really fucked up, but I said against it. No, we are not kidding. Iris West will suit up in an episode to air later this year. She'll be hitting the streets of Central City as the latest speedster. But fans shouldn't get too excited about the prospect of another superpowered member of Team Flash. Her superseded powers will be quite temporary. And that's kind of makes sense. She's going to all of a sudden be a speedster. Like, come on.
Like, you can get... You can get speed powers through insemination.
What if like Barry gave her a Speed Force STD and that's how she got speed? But she could only like she could only do it like she couldn't. It was only like if Barry's like constantly like, you know, going to town.
Jesus Christ.
Although official, let's just go back to the article.
Like how you did the hand signal like he was finger banging starting her. Go, baby, go.
Bro, that's how I start most of my situations. Let's just say I use two, maybe three, and we just get going.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, whatever. Back to the article. Although official details are scarce, set photos indicate that Iris's supersuit will mostly compromise of black leather. Hell yeah. With one large white patch on the front. That's racist. Along with a domino mask to hide her. A domino mask. Interesting. To hide her identity.
What's a domino mask?
Well, I'm thinking like in my head, I'm thinking Domino from Marvel, but that doesn't make any sense. But we'll see. I mean, reports that the episode with Iris's speedster will air at some point in March. So obviously this is going to be later in the season, I would guess.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it'll be kind of a filler episode. I don't think it'll be like a...
How are they going to transfer?
Well, I want to know, like, maybe it's some kind of, you know, I don't know. This is actually really weird. I'm trying to think of how they could do this.
I mean, is it going to be like another meta that's able to transfer powers?
Well, it says right here, it says the most straightforward way for Iris to gain temporary super speed abilities is via the use of some kind of serum or technology. Eliza Harmon. So
the stuff that Jay Garrick got addicted to?
Yeah, that sounds like let's turn Iris into a drug. Zoom. Hey, she's addicted to Barry, so maybe it's the same thing as that, dude. Hey, maybe it's that, dude.
Horrible.
I am pretty bad. But this is interesting. I mean, we'll see how this plays out. I'm actually kind of excited about this. Iris and black leather, dude. Come on now.
Can't go wrong there.
No, you absolutely cannot go wrong. I mean, wrong. It's no different than like,
you can't go long.
Go long. Well, I'm not sure I could go long if I saw Iris in black leather. But I mean, this is pretty interesting. I'm excited. But I'm also kind of like on the fence or skeptical about it because anything that's temporary is like, it's almost like you're baiting the fans. Like, hey, here's something you want to see. Let me dangle this in front of you.
But is it really something we want to see? We've all talked about too many speedsters. They threw out her brother.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that, but it's like we've seen.
Has Iris ever had it in the comics?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think she ever had any type of, superpower or anything. But who knows? I mean, there could be some weird comic that we've never seen.
Some Elseworld thing.
Yeah, that we don't know about. So who knows? But that's it. That is our only news for today, which is actually a big one, like I said. And we'll see exactly how that plays out. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to jump right into the episode and talk about Flash Season 4, Episode 11, The Elongate Night Rises. But first, quick break.
I'm already helping a bunch of idiot do-gooders. Sorry, I'm up to my fuzzy hood and teamwork.
DC on CW. We'll be right back.
Hey, ass butt.
Hope somebody. Kaya chooses to help Jack and Sam and Dean.
Well, does she really choose to? I mean, you put a gun to someone's head.
Get in the car!
But yeah. It was after that point.
Shoot you in the face, bitch.
And the thing is, if you notice, she wasn't...
Do our mouths get like...
That's what Dean did!
He did get angry. He gritted his teeth. He got so gangster, dude. I was waiting for her to turn the gun sideways.
I'm gonna shoot you in the face, motherfucker.
I told you. Get in your ass.
I see you get in that car, motherfucker.
All right.
Dean got black there for a second.
Oh, my God. Anyway, Jesus, Ryan.
Sorry.
Apocalypse. That's like another world. All the characters
dude,
are black.
That would be amazing, dude.
Black Sam.
The Django world.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Django world.
That'd be amazing, dude. I would watch it. On BET. Hey, it's like Supernatural on BET.
I'd like to see that. An entire black cast of Hunters.
But the Impala has 22s on it.
Dude, that would be sweet.
Oh, my God. All right. You two need to write that later.
The Friday version of Supernatural.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that would be amazing.
Oh, my God.
You got knocked the fuck out.
He's talking to a Wendy.
Mickey Mouse is there, apparently.
Dude, that's...
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And a horn from a car? I don't even know what the fuck that was.
Thomas is getting annoyed, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
I can tell.
Dude, he's so...
Yep.
Hold on. Let Tommy kill us one nigga, and then we get back to the show.
Don't miss Supernatural The Crossroads every week on Rain Man Digital. Go to SupernaturalTheCrossroads.com for more information.
What's up, guys? Do you know that Rain Man Digital now offers a premium service? That's right. Besides the weekly free broadcast, Rain Man Digital now offers a premium service. And when you pledge to our Patreon page, you automatically become a subscriber. So it's super, super easy. The premium service includes video content, plus additional exclusive shows like Star Trek from the Holodeck, Comic Book Chaos, DC on CW, Supernatural at Crossroads, and more. So head over to patreon.com/RainManDigital and sign up today.
Yeah, so you can actually watch Ryan get the video tier and watch Ryan do inappropriate things with his fingers.
Inappropriate
all the time.
Hand gestures.
All the time.
Yeah, whatever. That's why they want to see the video.
Yeah, and behind the scenes stuff, which is, you can see how pretty Ryan looks as he's sick.
As I'm sick.
Should have filmed earlier when you had the tissue
hanging in nose. Stuck in my nose. Yeah, that'd be great.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL30 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL30. That's DEAL30 at AdamandEve.com.
You're listening to Rain Man Digital's DC on CW.
All right, guys, we're back. Flash season 4, episode 11, The Elongated Night Rises, which just still makes me, that's just a funny.
It sounds like a porn parody.
It does. Oh my God, it does. Oh man. This one was directed by Alexandra LaRoche and written by Sterling Gates and Thomas Pound. I would just like to point out that I got those names correct.
Well, Sterling Gates is a known comic book writer.
Oh, he is. Is he not? Oh, wow. All right. So we're actually going to start off a little differently than we typically do. We're going to start off with some things that really have nothing to do with the story for this week, but some good discussion topics and some fun stuff for us to talk about. First and foremost, let's talk about the return of the waitress from the crossover. The weird girl that we didn't have any idea who the fuck she was. And she shows up pretty much in a throwaway scene in Jitters with Ralph and Cisco. This chick, I have no idea who she is. Like, and it's one of those things where it's like, it's to the point where I really want to know, but it's just like, why is she just randomly showing up like this?
Yeah. Well, especially cause she went back and wrote all like the force
the speed force hieroglyphics. Yeah, like,
you say that better than I did.
Yeah. You know,
multiple syllable words are hard for me. Excuse me. That came out of nowhere.
Wow. We are really classy here on DC.
That was totally on accident.
I never heard you do that. All right. But yeah, she writes in the Speed Force hieroglyphics and it's like, what? She obviously has to be from the future.
Well, yeah. And it makes you wonder, again, does this mean Barry's from the future too?
It's possible.
I don't think this is our normal Barry. Because, again, and so is she like a daughter of Iris and Barry, you think?
That's possible. I mean, she could be their child.
I almost want to go with this. Okay, so we saw DeVoe go, I'll get out and take over a black man's body. This is an interracial chick.
Yeah.
What if she happens to be the daughter of the DeVos from the future?
But she seems way too happy-go-lucky and like... You know, like she doesn't seem like she's scheming. She's just there. And she's, if you notice, if you look at her, she seems like she's fangirling every time she meets them.
But maybe it's not like a fangirl thing. Maybe she's come back to see like these stories that she's heard. You know, I don't know. I'm just throwing out random things because it just seems way too easy for it to be the daughter.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree. I mean, that's too kind of
like
right on the nose. But at the same time, it's like she's obviously from the future. And the feel that I get is she's very, very fanboy or very fangirly, like when she's talking to these people. And like you said, I think it's because she's heard all these stories about these people. So, you know, whoever she is, we will find out probably later in the year, I would think.
It just worries me because we've had so many just like, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. You know. In the last, like, yeah.
Disappointments when it comes to removing mask and
dude, don't get me started on that.
I know, I'm just
but yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't want it to be like a disappointing thing, but I'd also want it to make sense and why she's here. Like, don't just give us some dumb, like, out of nowhere type, you know, stupid shit is really what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Second, last week, which I wasn't here, but on the show, we covered an article about Wally West being moved over to Legends. So, which I think we're all okay with.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think, but you brought up a great point before we went on air and you were like, did the showrunners write him off too soon? Because now is a perfect time to build Wally up before he leaves. Like, there's no Speedster and he could be Kid Flash and you could build him up and build him up. And then, okay, I'm going
him
with
off.
Legends. Yeah.
Send him off right. Legends. Instead of it just seems like now he's just running away.
Yeah, exactly. Well, kind of like what he did. You know, earlier in the season, it was like, oh, you guys didn't even recognize I was gone.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I think we didn't like Wally on the show because they made him too much of a sissy. He was too much of a whiny, you know, bitch, the lack of a better term. And now I think, you know, we even said it, like he would fit in on Legends with that crew pretty well. And they don't have a speedster.
Yeah.
So I think it's okay that they're moving him on. But you are right. Like, this would have been a great time to have him, you know, build him up and build him up and then be like, all right, go with the Legends, you know? So I don't think it's too soon, but I think it's definitely like it's kind of a missed opportunity.
Yeah, I think they definitely, if this was the plan from the beginning, was to write him over to Legends.
Right.
They should have gave him more a better exit for a character.
Yeah, a better send off.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it just, like I said, it just seems like they're like, oh, we don't have Barry now. It's like, well, you do have your brother who's a speedster. Where the fuck is he? Yeah. Like,
it's weird, dude.
And he was running it before when Barry was trapped for 6 months.
For him to just not be present is weird.
Yeah. I mean, even last week with him not being there for like, my brother's going to might be put away forever.
Yeah, where was he at?
It takes 2 seconds and it just looks bad for the character.
Yeah, well, yeah, you basically shit on the character by not having him there for the trial.
Yeah.
Like, just sitting there. Like, you know. I
don't even have the support of your full family.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, brother. Last thing, before we start breaking down the episode, this episode, we got zero DeVos. Not one, you know, the wife, you know, get out. We didn't get any of it. Like, there was nothing. You know, to go from last week, with basically winning, putting Barry away, like now they don't show up at all. Like, I guess it sort of makes sense because it's like, hey, we won basically, you know, Barry's gone, but
we know it's a bigger plan and you figured putting them away has to be part of it. And it just seemed weird that it was almost a filler episode right after a midseason comeback,
a big time comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know why they went that route. I mean, and, you know, time will tell. And we'll see what happens in the next couple episodes. But, I mean, with Barry seemingly kind of, you know, air quote, out of commission, you know, do we get to see the bigger plan or are we going to have to wait till the last 5 episodes of the season?
Yeah.
To see the bigger plan.
Yeah, to figure out what the hell's really going on.
And I really don't want, like, 7 episodes of filler in a row.
7 episodes of Shawshank.
Yeah. I mean, like, I can only get so much Andy Dufresne from Barry Allen. Like, he's a tall drink of water. Like,
my love comes around at 1:30 every day.
Oh, God. Ugh. I don't know, man. I can only do so much of that.
It just seems like a weird choice.
Yeah. After last week's win, it's weird for them to not show up at all.
Yeah. Like, you should be out celebrating or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo!
Woohoo! We won! Anyways. So, let's go ahead and jump into actually what happened in the episode now. For once, Barry really wasn't the star of what was going on this week. We see him in full, like we said, Shawshank Barry mode, doing prison stuff. So basically walking around, you know, doing some working out with some 20 pounders, you know,
doing the gym workout.
Yeah. They're like, hey, I need to do some bicep curls and that's all I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
Protecting your butt.
Yeah. Protecting your booty, you know, not dropping the soap. but I mean, really in this episode, what we got was more of how good Henry Allen was, or his dad was in prison. And we got a cameo. We got Hall of Famer, WWE Hall of Famer Goldberg, which he was actually pretty good. He played an inmate who was saved by Henry by performing surgery on him to save his life. His
appendix
was going to burst.
And somehow the prison surgeon wasn't there. I didn't know prisons had surgeons.
I know they have like a med bay, but I didn't think they,
like, wouldn't it be, one of those things to where, yeah, no med bay. Sorry, we're having technical difficulties right now, distracting everybody.
There we go. and of course the cameras aren't rolling for that. It would have been amazing. But no, I mean, I feel like they do have doctors on staff.
No, they should have doctors, but you figure
a surgeon. Yeah.
You should just like drive them to the hospital.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Like, what did he do the surgery with? Like
my shank.
Like, he's like, hold on, here's my prison shiv. Can you cut me open?
I got some toilet whiskey.
Oh my god. Here, bite down on this leather belt while I stab you.
Yeah, somebody hold him down.
With no local anesthesiology. I didn't even say that word right. excuse me. I think the thing that kind of that threw me off about this episode was that Henry spent, like, how long was Henry in jail for?
From the time Barry was, what, 7 or 8 till 28?
Yeah. Wouldn't more – I mean, obviously, I'm sure the turnover rate as a prison guard is huge, but still, wouldn't some of these guards, like, know Barry? Like,
yeah, I thought it was kind of odd that they were
– I mean, obviously, the warden knows Barry.
Yeah.
Right? But it was just – I don't know. I was a little weirded out about that. I mean, obviously – you can't have like favoritism in a prison, like, but at the end of the day, I felt like more of them should know who he is.
What if they went like real with it and we found out that Henry Allen swore himself to like the Aryan Nation?
Oh god, that's so like, that's Jesus.
Barry walks in and just finds out some weird,
just fucking just starts saluting him, like, see Kyle,
just starts finding like out
Barry that, has to get like swastika tattooed on his neck.
Yeah, didn't even realize that's how his dad survived all those years in prison.
Oh man, that's so dark, dude.
Barry's just sitting there like, yeah, I'm phasing out of this bitch.
Yeah, I'm out. E5000.
Your dad was one of us, and you married a black woman.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, that's fucked. Now, one of the coolest things that to come out of this buddy, you know, story were the fight scenes. The first one was pretty cool. I mean, you know, the typical,
you see wrestler doing wrestler things.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, it didn't look bad.
No.
You know, like typical, you know, doing moves, throwing guys. Well, like, he's a big dude.
And like, Goldberg's also like trained in MMA, so.
Yeah, he's an athletic dude, you know?
Yeah.
You know, he's a football player and he's an athlete. So to watch those fight scenes was really good. And I actually really dug, you know, Barry's fight scene where he used the speed but didn't overuse it.
Well, and I think that's like, I think that's the standard now that we saw from X-Men, you know, how to handle the speed people,
right,
with fights. Yeah. It looks like it's probably so much of an easier scene and less like
CG.
Expensive because, yeah, you know, it's like, all right, stand there. We're going to put everybody's hands where they go and we'll draw some swirly lines about Barry like he's running fast. And then you guys punch each other.
It makes sense to do it that way because now you can show Barry's super speed without giving his secret away.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, it's probably cost effective for them to do it that way. Plus, honestly, he's got to like keep it on the DL. So for him to do that is actually pretty neat.
Yeah. I mean, it just looks better too.
It does look way better. That definitely looks, you know, looks more realistic, I guess would be the right way to. Now, Iris just shows up every day at 1:30 for conjugal eye staring. You know, because obviously
they just eye fuck each other.
He's like, oh man, I want that so bad. I'm so close, but so far.
Only if you had a way to get through this.
Oh yeah, which now Barry shows off his neat new trick that he can do, which we've seen him phase before, but so now he can phase through things and control where he's phasing, like his wrist, and his hand could be still. Come on now. Like
who did you test that out on? Is there like some kind of like banana or something that got chopped in half as he's trying to like phase through and grab?
Well, like,
and it didn't work out.
The thing that I want to know is like, how does he just come up with this? He's in the freaking jail. He hasn't had time. He's done one speed maneuver, but you know, in the fight and then running around and getting rid of the,
but last week we saw him like run real fast and somehow pause everything around her.
That's true.
It's just like,
we're getting all kinds of new moves.
Well, and that's what's starting to make me think that he's from the future, because we're seeing like, you know, Speed Force Super Saiyan here.
He is pretty legit. Like, we're seeing way too much new shit.
Yeah, that it's not something like, oh, I mean, a year ago he learned how to throw a lightning bolt.
Now he's like, I can phase my wrist.
Yeah.
So does that mean like, can he phase like sections of his dong?
I don't know.
Like, I just feel like, so if you can do like your wrist, think about like you could phase a section of your, you know, your dong, and you like, dude, can you, that'd be amazing. I feel like that
you
would
sound like you're way too into that.
I'm just curious, man. You know, we're asking the tough questions here, Bob. Okay. But you know, is that your theory that you, like he is from the future?
Like it just seems that way. Cause it's not just one thing that's kind of thrown off.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of things that are,
Is that why he's so calm? Because that's the one thing that I'm having a hard time struggling with is like, you know, he's like, I'll be super calm and I'm not going to run. And it's like, dude, you could leave and no one would know you were gone.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah. You know? I just have a feeling we're going to find out that, you know, they released them. It wasn't really a release. It was like a buried from the future.
I mean, that would make sense. I mean, it would absolutely make sense.
Again, but who knows? We've also heard that you don't know how much time goes by in the Speed Force.
So that's true.
Maybe he's learning tricks there.
That's a good point. I mean, which doesn't technically make him from the future, but it kind of does. You know, like you said, you don't know how time passes, but he could have learned a bunch of new tricks.
Yeah.
He's got time.
It could seem like years, and he just didn't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just a lot of stuff going on that it's just making me think that you know, it comes wrapped up in a nice little bow that they don't forget these little things.
Yeah, it will. It has to.
Yeah.
All right. So, did you guys like the CW's premiere of Black Lightning? Now, I'm a bad person. I still haven't watched this. But
you don't have to be, but like, don't feel bad about it.
Okay. The crew behind what we do, DC on CW, will discuss and analyze every episode as part of our Patreon exclusive broadcast, DC on CW Presents. Join Bobby and Mike every week for a special discussion all about the new DC series. Head over to patreon.com/Rainman Digital and subscribe to the podcast here, and you'll receive this plus hours and hours of additional content. Guys, it is an absolute steal for what you get and the content that you get. And Black Lightning, I mean, dude, I need to watch it. It does look rad. Like, even some of this.
I said this last week. We thought it was going to be a joke of a show.
Yeah.
And it is probably the realest show you're going to get on the CW. And that's why we decided to go out, because me and Mike had made like a promise. We're like, we can't do any more shows.
Right.
We're running out of time. But we both fell in love with it. And we're like, look, we'll find time to do it. So it's out there on the Patreon tier.
Yep.
For you guys. And it's totally worth the watch. It's totally worth the listen. So go out and support us.
Yes, we would appreciate it. All right. We get Ralph. Ralph becomes a real boy, finally getting his actual supersuit instead of his gray spandex turd that he was wearing. And to be completely honest, he probably should get a spinoff. Like, dude, let's be completely honest. He's pretty awesome.
I would like him, like, give him a CWC 10-minute show.
Yeah, absolutely. Just him doing like just him
being Ralph.
God, I would watch the shit out of that.
Right?
He's like, funny.
He is a funny dude. And again, I was not like an Elongated Man like reader at all.
Yeah, absolutely not. Like, let's be complete, guys. Like, if you're, we are not Elongated Man fans. Like, I don't have a fucking long box of Elongated Man.
Yeah.
Okay? Like,
yeah, I don't have like a stretchy figure.
Yeah. I mean, well, you don't have a Stretch Armstrong?
No.
No. I did like how the Trickster had called him Stretch Armstrong. That was pretty amazing.
But Ralph is, I want to say, like, my surprise, like, MVP of the season so far.
He's definitely got, and I'm going to use this as, like, I didn't even know this was a verb, but he's got the Cisco vibe. And I know that's not, it's his name, but it's like, he has that same kind of, you know.
So, when we found out that, like, you know, Sterling Gates wrote this, Sterling Gates has been a behind the scenes writer for The Flash, exclusively writing for Cisco.
Really?
Yes. So, like, the wit and all that stuff that comes from Cisco, if he's doing the same thing for the Elongated Man, because he's done both the Elongated Man's, like,
and
he wrote both of, like, the major shows with him, the intro and this one. So I'm wondering if he is that guy that's giving that humor to both of them.
That makes sense, dude.
Because it's definitely working, and it's funny, and it's not funny in like that cheesy way. Because
no, it's funny.
It's just funny.
Like, there is some cheese. Don't get me wrong.
No.
But you got to have some cheese in The Flash. But it's not like, you know, it's not cheese that I wouldn't want to watch, because there is cheese that I don't want to watch, and I don't get that with this. So we see the Trickster escape prison with his mom, which is such a weird dynamic, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But
the actual mom from the 90s Flash.
Yes. And the thing, you know, everything's going good. Ralph's, you know, we've seen Ralph stop bullets, bombs, but we find out that he cannot stop acid or axid or whatever the hell.
Super acid.
Yeah. You know, and shit gets finally real for Ralph, because I think lately it's been like, I'm indestructible, I'm amazing.
Right? Yeah. Like, it's almost like that Superman God complex just came down on him. Like, oh shit.
It's like, oh fuck, this acid shit'll mess me
that
up.
Really hurt. I don't remember what hurt feels like.
Yeah. He hasn't been hurt in a while. I mean, that's how I would react. You stop bombs and stop bullets, and then all of a sudden you get hurt for the first time.
A guy with a super soaker is coming at you.
Yeah, a super soaker. And you're like, shit. You know, your knee looks like it's about to fall off.
Yeah. All of a sudden you're turning to hamburger meat. I would flip out too.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't, you know, I can't.
I always said I'd be the worst superhero.
I wouldn't even be. I'd be a villain. There's no way I'd be a superhero. There's no way.
No.
I would be a bad guy. And I've got reasons. That's a whole nother show.
I got demons.
I got some fucking demons, folks. I will say this. I do like the suit. I think the suit is cool. It's got a little bit of like his comic suit, you know, with the thing over the heart and like
the purple
the purple. And did you notice that it's got kind of some like Firestorm kind of like Matrix thing on it, but it's not really the same.
Yeah. I saw that too. I was like, is that a controlling thing?
even still, I thought the suit looked cool.
Nah.
Even the mask. Like, typically I'm not a fan of masks like that. I thought the mask looked cool. So, I mean, I think they're really upping their game on suits and stuff, you know, for the show. I mean, we'll talk about it on the next show, but I mean, like, even Wild Dogs update. I mean, there's just, it seems like all the suits that we're getting and the updates for them, they look cool.
Yeah.
And they're definitely well thought out. I don't know, man. The one thing that I was kind of confused about, I was like, wouldn't you just kind of lie to Ralph and just be like, hey man, your new suit will totally handle that acid. You know, like, just tell him, you know.
But what happens if he would have?
He sacrificed himself.
I always think
about
it like, remember Days of Thunder?
Yeah.
You got special tires.
Yeah. Oh God. Special tires.
It'll hold the outside. You got special tires.
Yeah, they'll hold. We're eating ice cream.
That's the way I thought about it. It was just like, you know, something would give them confidence.
Right. I mean, it all comes down to Barry. Like, yes, this whole episode wasn't really about Barry, but Barry's locked up in prison and he still comes through in the clutch with a pep talk for Ralph. You know, like, this is what he needs to hear.
Everybody's scared to go, or Barry's afraid to phase out because of all the cameras, but Ralph will silly putty his way through the
door. Oh yeah, he can't leave because of these cameras. That they're closed circuit cameras that are not even ever going to see me.
They're analog.
Yeah, like, come on. Like, but hey, whatever, man. Ralph can stretch his way in like fucking big old Stretch Armstrong. But you know, I thought that was a good talk, and it gave Ralph what he needed to hear. to go and actually he's understanding this superhero role. And that's one thing I talked about even when we, the first and second episode of, you know, of seeing Ralph, is that he's progressed every time we see him. Yeah, he's a little bit of a douche and whatever, but every time we've seen Ralph, he's progressed. And I think that's the biggest thing for me, is that he is slowly progressing as a character. And this talk from Barry is exactly what he needed to hear.
Yeah.
You know, like, look, I'm still scared. I'm the Flash. I am still scared to go out and do this stuff because I could die. But I have to have that courage and that thought process of like, these people need me to be this hero. And I thought that was cool. I definitely, to not have Barry in the episode a ton, but to make him be the one that sets Ralph off was cool. Let's see. My mask. Caitlin goes. Oh God!
You know we're live, right?
I know, dude. Like I'm reading it, and I'm like, huh? I do like the whole. The one thing that I that I've been really digging is how they turn Caitlin into Killer Frost. It's like, hey, here I am, and they just yell at her, and she's like, and she changes.
It's something different every week.
It's funny because it's like, I always wondered how they were going to do it, you know, because let's be honest, I was not a huge fan of her flip-flopping back and forth, but I think the way they're doing it now is freaking hilarious, and I actually dig it. And I was reading what you put, Facebook profile picture to real life. Like, that's so true, dude. Like, oh my God, that is so freaking hilarious. The one thing I did have a question about though is when Cisco and her get captured and they get the handcuffs put on to neutralize their powers and Caitlin turns, or, you know, Frost turns back into Caitlin. Could that not like be on TV? Cause they were on TV.
Right. Okay. So I wasn't the only one that saw that.
No, I absolutely was like, oh geez,
they're fucked.
you know. He took his glasses off. Like there's Cisco and there's Caitlin. Now, obviously, nobody must have been watching because nothing comes out of that. Or maybe we'll
nobody
see.
Nobody watches live.
Yeah, it's all
going to be on demand. This game show sucks.
This game show is terrible. Can we watch this later? Like, fuck. I don't know.
Is this one of those Japanese game shows? I don't know what's going on.
Those are awesome. If it was that, I'd be like, I'd totally be into it. I don't know. That was one of the questions I had about the episode. I did think it was neat that, you know, obviously Harry saves the day. But I did like how Ralph makes the leap of faith and, you know, I'm going to sacrifice myself to save my friends. And I think it's something that we needed to see. And I think it was, you know, even though it wasn't the acid or anything, you know, like it was neutralized, it still was neat to see that.
Yeah, no, because he definitely made the choice.
He wouldn't have done that when we first saw him.
How bad would it have been if he just would have sat there?
Oh, that would have sucked.
You guys are fucked.
All right, see you guys later. Deuces. Don't
splatter.
Yeah. I feel sorry for you. All right. You know, you see him at the end. I got the whole, like, remember when Kid Flash was like first Kid Flash and he was like getting interviewed? Oh, and
well, the Instagrams.
Yeah. And I got that whole kind of the same thing with Elongated Man afterwards. Yeah. Like, you know, he got all the TV time. He got all, you know,
getting his name for the first time.
Yeah.
That's the part that, like I said, in those, even if, say, that was the thing, Elongated Man went on like missions and saved things and was interviewed by the PD and just him just talking to people.
Actually,
that
would be neat. Like,
would be like the CWC thing where it's just like 3-minute clips of him being like, Elongated Man. And it's like, that's not my name. I would like to be known as.
And it's like a running joke. Like they just call him Elongated Man and he comes up with names, but they don't change it.
Yeah.
I'd watch that. It'd be funny.
Yeah. Just like little 3 to 5 minute clips of, you know, something like that. It just would work perfect for him.
Yeah. It would be funny. I would totally be into it. And I think the thing about him, and I feel like we get such a real character and we see a character evolve, and that's what we want, dude. I want to see a character evolve. Now the only other thing that I had a weird feeling about was Trickster and his mother. Well, let's talk about this for a minute, because that whole relationship was weird as fuck. Am I the only one that thought that? Did you think it was weird?
Yeah, it was a little bit, but I just went off to the crazy side of it.
I mean, yes, but it was weird, dude.
Like weird, like they bang weird?
Yes. Like it was a, there was a super sexual.
There was a super incest vibe between the two of them. Dude. It made me nervous.
I got a weird incest vibe from that. It was weird, bro. You didn't get that vibe?
No.
Fuck, I'm fucked up.
Like, he's going to bang his mom.
I'm like, God. Well, he was a little flamboyant.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, like, maybe not that, but it was very, like, almost too close. Like, I love my mother. Don't get me wrong. But I'm not going to act that way.
Yeah.
With my mom. But also, they're both fucking psychopaths. So yeah.
No, I totally feel you there, because there were some scenes between the two that you're just like, she was treating him like he was Mark Hamill.
Yes. Okay. Yes. That, yes. You know, that, yeah.
Cause, you know, they were all on, well, he wasn't. I looked that up actually. I wanted this, you remember they showed like the family picture of the three of them?
Right.
I wanted the kid to actually be from like the 90s Flash, and that was cool. The kid growing up, but nah, not that lucky.
Ah.
So, cause that kid would probably be like my age.
He'd be your age now. I don't know. It was weird, and it definitely gave me a weird vibe, but that's just me. All right. As my voice sounds like
I might be lead hosting next.
You might be. I'll be on here just to say dick jokes. Final thoughts. I'm going to go first. so I can get my words out of the way. I really did like this episode, and I like that they took the focus off Barry being in prison. I mean, I could only watch Barry sit in a cell or like mope, you know? And what they did with Barry was cool, you know, having Goldberg and that whole situation with his dad, because you have to understand that being in prison that long, Henry Allen had to have made some, you know, and I don't want to use friends because I don't know if you have friends in jail, but like at the end of the day, like
people should have known him better, for better or worse, like, you know, like them or dislike them.
But I like what they did with the whole story. I love Ralph. I really hope that we get to see more of him and he's a fixture on the show, because he brings a levity that we only thought we'd get from Cisco. And with Sterling Gates being the one writing for him and Cisco, it totally makes sense. Absolutely 100%. Because it is that comic book humor.
Those one-liners that punch you.
Yes. But other than that, like just some, they did very small visual effects. Nothing was crazy or over the top, which was nice. It was nice to see. The new shit that Barry's doing, I don't know how to interpret that. I think you're right. Maybe he had so much time in the Speed Force or whatever, but I don't know, man. I really dug this episode technically a filler episode. It was cool.
Character progression episode Ralph.
And we totally needed it. Totally needed it.
Because then now he's a viable superhero.
Yes. He's not a joke anymore, you know?
Yeah, which he's not running around with his pillowcase on his head in his long johns.
Oh, God. So bad. So, yeah, I really did like the episode. What about you?
Same. It was weird because I was watching it, and the only thing I didn't like about the scene was Shawshank Barry. I was fine with an elongated man episode.
Just him pacing around was just, it was too much.
I don't understand why he's there.
Yeah.
I didn't understand, like, you know, what's going on. There was not really a lot brought up about it.
Right.
At all, you know, other than like we're going through the evidence, and you know, you weren't here last week, but I basically called Cecile the worst lawyer in the fucking world.
I wasn't here, but I agree. Like she was terrible.
So it's just like
Barry's a good guy. Yeah. Oh, that's a great defense.
Oh yeah. Well yeah. That, and we brought up the whole. There's pictures of you making out with this other dude. Yeah, we're cockholding. Oh, okay, cool.
All right, cool. No objections at all.
That's
defense
fine.
Rests.
Yeah. And so, you know, if they're going to bring like some, not like we need drama to it, because but it would be like Iris going to Joe and being like, hey, you know, I know my future stepmom is supposedly this good lawyer, but we might need to get somebody that's away from this to come in.
Has nothing to do with it.
You know, and just something to kind of progress that story, other than like, oh, we haven't forgot Barry's in jail. Here's evidence, some manila folders. Look what I got. Look what I got. You know, and that's the way I felt about how that was going on. And it just seemed weird. Like the whole Flash part of it was shit.
You know,
again, Cisco, Caitlin, Wells.
Everyone was awesome.
You know, Ralph. Awesome. Yep.
which is weird.
Barry and Goldberg was just like Barry and Goldberg. I wasn't that.
That sounds like a cool show, Barry and Goldberg.
Oh, Barry Goldberg is a character on the Goldbergs.
I know. It's amazing.
But that's the way I felt. And it was like, but luckily, that 34 minutes overpowered the 12 of Barry doing, the prison things.
Josh Hank, Barry, Andy Dufresne.
Yeah. So,
all right, guys, that's going to do it for DC on CW Flash Edition. Remember, you can always catch any past and future DC on CW episodes through the Rain Man Digital app. Stay tuned. Bobby will be the main host for Arrow since I sound like poop. Make sure you follow us on all of our social medias, guys, and we will be back shortly with the Arrow edition.
With Angelica.
Yes, with Angelica.
Not in the mood for chit-chat. Gotcha. Ready when you are.